The first sign of trouble for Tammy Willis came on November 14th. She'd just left a gym in Soldotna and noticed that a piece of notebook paper had been shoved under the hood of her truck.
It says, "Dumbass Dyke, we don't want your gay here, so take it somewhere else before you get hurt."
Willis says she was shocked, but didn't take it seriously.
So I was just like, who does this in this time of, you know, it's 2019, who's seriously doing this? My wife had to convince me that I needed to take it to the police station.
She took it to Soldotna police and spoke to an investigator.
He took a picture of the letter and told me that it was written by a coward and that cowards rarely follow up on their threats.
But about a week later, she was driving to work along her usual route, and she saw a truck parked in the shadows along the road.
And there was looked like there was a figure in the back of the truck. And as I approached it, I was trying to kind of get an idea what the guy was doing in the back of the truck. And I saw him raise his hands over his head, and then the next thing I know, my windshield shattered.
She called the Soldotna police again. Willis says it felt like she was being stalked, but the officer she talked to told her it was random. After the note, she'd stopped going to the gym. She changed her habits again after her windshield was shattered. She stopped going to work at the same time every morning. She took different roads to get there. But a few weeks later, she was getting ready for work in her home in Sterling, and the power went out. She walked out through her garage to see if her neighbor's power was out.
And I was pushed back into the garage.
She fell. As she was trying to get up, she felt a burning sensation on her arm, and then something sharp pressed against her chest.
I grabbed the thing, and it turned out to it was a knife, and it cut my hand.
The stabbing stopped, but then her attacker started punching her. Her head bounced off of the cement. Her glasses flew off. She says the attack lasted for several minutes.
And then all of a sudden, it just stopped, and he left.
Willis's wounds are horrific. It took 20 staples to close the cuts in her left arm, stitches in her breast. She has a concussion. Dark purple bruises balloon across her legs, stomach, and face. This time, it was Alaska State Troopers who responded. She told them about the note. It was actually sitting on her kitchen counter. They followed the blood trail in the garage and found the knife she was stabbed with. That investigation is still open. No one has been arrested. Willis has left her home, and she says her world has gotten much smaller.
I feel like I'm always looking over my shoulder. I don't go anywhere without an escort. In a lot of ways, I feel like I'm in prison because I don't have freedom of movement like I used to.
To her, it's clear that the note, the windshield, the stabbing, they're all linked. Each is happening as planning for a local LGBTQ-friendly event called Pride in the Park is ramping up. She's widely known as an organizer for that event. And she's frustrated with how long the investigations are taking, though she's careful to say that she doesn't feel discriminated against by law enforcement. But that frustration boiled over, and she made a Facebook post on Christmas Eve. It's been shared almost 6,000 times. Many commenters are calling the attacks a hate crime, but it's not that clear-cut for law enforcement. In fact, Soldotna police have already closed their investigations into the first two incidents. They don't know who did it, and they didn't investigate them as hate crimes.
We investigated it as a criminal mischief. First one with the note would be like a suspicious incident.
That's Soldotna Police Chief Pete Linarek. It's difficult in Alaska to prosecute a hate crime. In fact, it's not really a crime you can commit at all. It's something that gets tacked on to another crime and can affect how harsh a penalty is. Also, sexual orientation, being gay, it's not protected under state law. All that aside, Willis says she wants queer communities on the Kenai Peninsula to be warned that there's a threat. I asked Linarek if Soldotna police would consider doing that. He says it depends, because it's not clear if someone has something against Willis specifically or with the whole gay community.
To say that a whole community is at risk, you know, you don't want to alarm somebody for any reason, regardless of that circumstance or another one, if you don't have all the facts out there.
Meanwhile, Willis is still essentially in hiding. She still goes to work at Kenai Peninsula College, but she stays in places where people don't have easy access to her. She says it's an uncomfortable position to be so clearly in danger, but also to feel responsible for informing her friends and the queer community on the Kenai Peninsula that they could be in danger too. In response to the attack, Pride in the Park has organized a town hall meeting on January 4th at 2:30 at the Soldotna Public Library. They're inviting elected officials and law enforcement, and they're hoping to talk about safety in the LGBTQ community on the Kenai Peninsula. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.